Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN. We're here with Maggie Brown. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Okay.
Glad to be here.
And we're moving fast through this show, but tell us why we're playing that song,
well,
the relevance.
Well, we're playing that song because that's by the great, late Gavin Christopher. He wrote that song and several other hits for Rufus and Chaka Khan, and also had some hits himself, like One Step Closer to You and things. So he's recently passed, made his transition, and he was close to my family. And so I'm really glad that you had me on here just to talk about the great Gavin Christopher and the fact that we're celebrating his life. We just lost him on March 3rd. He made his transition. He was having congestive heart issues in later life and succumbed to them. So we'll be celebrating him this Tuesday, the 15th, at the Promontory in Hyde Park, a celebration of his life and music.
6 to 10 p.m.
That's right.
And who all will be there?
Be there. I'll be there for sure. And Sean Christopher, his lovely sister. And as well as, I know Yvonne Gage is going to be there, and she's hooking up a bunch of great people. I think Nanette Frank is going to show up. I wish I could say all the names, but I know the Chicago Cats, Richie and the Chicago Cats, they're going to be there. I was with Stevie O. Robinson today because he and Robin Robinson and a bunch of us were in tribute to Irma Pickens, Willie Pickens' wife, made her transition. We had that. And so, you know, a lot of folks will probably fall through because Gavin was well-loved, you know, and appreciated, and especially in Chicago.
Tell the listeners who your father was, and did your father mentor Gavin?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's how he came to my attention. Oscar Brown Jr. is my dad. And I think Gavin tells the story when he was about 15, maybe as old as 19. I think he met Dad and started hanging out with him when he was 15. And, you know, Gavin was singing. And he ended up being in a play with Dad at a very early age. And he credits him with getting his start in show business. So somehow he came full circle because he actually lived in my building and, you know, my family was kind of responsible for his care at the end, just like his start.
Your father, I'm on record as saying he's the most underrated musical figure in Chicago.
Really.
I got the chance to meet him right before his Hideout gig and stuff. I spent some time with him and did a big story.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
So you have a spoken word thing you want to read before we
Get out of here? Well, just
you're going to hang out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to hang out for the next segment. But there's a centennial of a great migration, and so let's see. I wrote this thing. It says it asks the question: what makes it a great migration? Is that folk back then would travel great distances to secure a future of positive instances? And though the journey was filled with danger, keeping faith in what's unseen to my people is no stranger. Did I mention all the miles that they covered in search of their hopes and dreams to discover, seeking a life free of grueling labor and an opportunity to taste the city flavor, the way that it moved people out from the sharecropper life of the South. The fact that without Jim Crow, hope and progress had a chance to grow. So I'll tell you what makes it. Y'all say, what makes it a great migration is that people made a new start in their life so that their children wouldn't have the same strife. It gave a chance for a better education to move our people forward for the new generation. The music moved up as people moved out into new frontiers and venues, no doubt. Then jazz got a college education, which led to international migration. Jazz spread through cities and across the seas. Without segregation, racism could freeze. The music led to more communication, helping improve human relations. The fact that it came with a price, the price of many a black person's life. The fact that it helped them to see jazz improvisation made the people feel free. Ooh-wee! And I'll tell you what makes it, y'all say, what makes it a great migration? I'll tell you what makes it, ask me, what makes it a great migration?
Wow, excellent.
Thank you.
No teleprompter, no notes?
Nope.
Now, going back to Gavin, I mean, did this type of atmosphere rub into him, you know? I mean, did he hear that around the house? Did he hear that around you? You lived with him, right?
In the inn.
Yeah.
He was renting from me in the building where I live. And just for the last 6 months of his life. And that's just something new that I was working on. But I think like the Oscar influence, you know, did a lot for his songwriting. He always talked about that to me and my guy who, you know, we spent a lot of time with him. We say, man, you know, being around Oscar did really help me with my songwriting and opened up a world for him. And I look up now for myself. And I got bitten by the OBJ bug, too.
Now we're going to take a break for the news. We're going to be back with Angel de Cuba. Yay, we're going to have some and you're going to be my sidekick for the rest of the show.
Guess
okay,
so. I'm hanging out.
Okay, all right. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN. La, 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 la.
De mi soledad, porque el tiempo no nos pudo perdonar. En la madrugada empecé a delirar. La canción que hoy yo te quiero cantar. A pesar del tiempo, sigue viviendo en mí la esperanza de amor que un día surgió por ti. Eres en mí la melodía, oh, oh, aunque ya no estás aquí. Yo hoy sufro en silencio la pena, el dolor. Ha pasado el tiempo y aguardo tu amor. Un jardín de flores sembré para ti y una rosa blanca ya ha crecido allí. En la rosa blanca respiró tu olor, mientras que mi almohada guardó tu calor. Sé vivir sin ti, yo soy nada sin tu amor, tú que alivias mi dolor. Yo no sé vivir sin ti, yo soy nada sin tu amor, tú que alivias mi dolor. La 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 la.
Welcome back. It's a Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN. That's Angel de Cuba with James Cornello on guitar. This is the night, Dan Long. I wish we had like a three-hour show, four-hour show. That was excellent. That was from your CD Heritage, right? And you're going to be at the Old Town School, the Global Dance Party, March 18th. At the Old Town School of Folk
Friday.
Music, 4545 North Lincoln Avenue, right?
That's right.
And what will the setup be? Band?
We'll have a much larger band. Yeah. This is James speaking.
Yeah.
We'll have, you know, the full percussion, the horns, the piano, the whole thing. It'll be the global
on.
Dance party. So, woo! You know, we're doing the laid-back music here because it's the two of us. But
It's a laid-back show.
Right.
It's nocturnal.
But yeah, right.
It's going to be high energy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, tell us about that song. I bet it was something about anonymous love. Angel, tell us about the song you sang.
Well, the song is about the drama of love, you know. Everybody, when it comes to relationship, they go through dramas, right? Mm-hmm. So that was a true story that I put into, I would say, a fantasy of a poet, just to make the song sound good on the ears of the rest of humanity.
Now, and Maggie would know this, our paths crossed with the group Mezcla.
Yes.
And that's from Havana, and I believe you played at the Hot House, and that's when I first saw the group. That was about 98, and that's about the time you moved to Chicago.
Right.
Tell us, and we were talking about migration, tell us about your migration from Havana. Was it Havana to Chicago?
Havana, Cuba. Right.
How did that happen? And it was a big question for a short time, and why Chicago?
Well, from the very beginning when I stepped into Chicagoland, to be true with you, I fell in love with the city. Mm. I love Chicago. That was the main reason why I decided to stay. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with the city.
And the weather?
Well, everybody come from somewhere else back in time. As I think my ancestors, that according to my information, I are from Ireland. Mm. Irish. An African, but I think the power from the cold place is taking my DNA, and I through all these years, I've been feeling very comfortable here with the weather.
For both you and Maggie, you can both answer this question. What's it like for both the music you guys do, getting gigs, especially in Cuban music as opposed to New York or something like that? What's the live music scene like for the type of music you do?
It's kind of challenging. And I decided throughout the time to become a trainee. And the way I keep my body in shape, but I keep people connected with the music I've been producing throughout all these years. So.
Trainer, you said.
A trainee.
Yeah, trainer.
Yeah, physical trainer.
Physical training.
Yeah. Really?
Right.
Yeah. So getting physically fit and dealing with the music at the same time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, same
and
thing,
for
Maggie.
Me, I've had to parlay into edutainment. My dad was the first person that I heard use that term, but musical educational entertainment. And, you know, do things that are educational, deal with artists and residencies. Because, yeah, I don't really go out for club gigs that much. I probably could do more of that. And but I get great opportunities to be at the Hyde Park Jazz Fest and you know, work with Orbit Davis's Chicago Jazz Philharmonic and various things. So, you know, sometimes that's really brilliant, too.
You said when we walked in that you had seen Angel at the Hyde Park Jazz Fest?
Absolutely. We had gotten turned on to you somewhere else, but we became fans, my guy and I, and have your CD and everything. So it was really great to be on the show with you. And, yeah, I know
Thank
that
you.
You've been, that now that they're hip to you at the Hyde Park Jazz Fest, they seem to be calling you back. You got the really big stage, and so that's it. Y'all are going to have a great time at the Old Town School of Folk Music. Get down there on Friday and be ready to dance.
Very good. Yeah. And you've got a gig. Tell us about your gig on
tomorrow night
in Hyde Park.
Every Sunday, Hyde Park Jazz Society gives a set at Room 43 on 43rd near Greenwood, down the street from the President's House. So, yeah, I'm there from 7:30 to 11 with my quartet, Peter Mannheim, Sam Moshing, Sean Wallace, and Dex Sims. We'll be you know, doing some of Daddy, some of Abby, because I love that stuff. And then a few things that I've written, like, you know, the migration song. But, I had this piece that I wrote that says, see, I'm the Afro Blue and the dad there, too. My daddy's little Maggie, and I'm here for you to sing my song and to pay my dues. And all the while, I'm chasing away the blues. Yeah.
Angel, do you still have family in Cuba?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. I got to be part of my family in Miami, in New York, of course, in Ireland. Some of my family may be in Africa, but we love the trash over there because what happened in the past. But I got family in Cuba.
We were talking on the way up. I was in Havana in 89, 90, and 92. Last time I went with Bob Black, sometimes photographer.
Wow,
we had a good time. Bob was great. How do you feel about the changes that are happening in Cuba? And then what's going to be inevitable, it sounds like.
You know, as everything is in life, for me, the word life means movement.
Changing.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, everybody knows by now this planet is not flat. It's round. Everything circulates. It could be a return to the place where the whole thing started. They say rotation. Everything got to change throughout the time. That's my point.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of change, then, since you came to Chicago, and the group you're in, I know, incorporated rock and jazz, of course. But since you've lived in Chicago, how has your music changed? I mean, when you hear blues, when you hear soul, when you hear the jazz of the city.
To be true with you, when I met Mr. Pablo Menendez, I was already doing what I'm doing right now.
He was in the band.
Yes.
Yeah.
That he got impressed by that, to see somebody that was born and raised in Cuba experimenting with all those different styles from all over the world, especially from the United States. So what I'm doing here, I've been doing for life. But of course, things have been changing. I've been getting a lot of improvement for the things I'm perceiving to achieve in my life as an artist. Yes.
James.
Yes.
How did you meet him? How did you get involved in this?
Well, not too long after Angel moved to Chicago, I was actually playing bass in a local reggae band, the Roots Rock Society.
Oh, I know.
Mr. Stan Champion.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And Angel had just got to town, and he was hired as a percussionist in that group. So, you know, we have a lot of appreciation for Stan Champion and the years we've spent playing with him. And at the same time, you know, Angel told me, he says, I'm really a singer, and I have these original songs. I want to do this project.
My goodness. Thank
you know,
goodness.
And so, you know, and I said, well, I'd really like to learn Cuban music, but I like R&B and jazz and reggae and right. everything, too. So let's try it out.
Angel, what vocalists did you hear as a kid growing up? I mean, did you hear, I told you when I was down there, I was able to pick up Miami radio. Did you listen to Curtis Mayfield, or did you hear American Soul? I know that's a big deal with New Orleans.
Well, from the very beginning, when I hear James Brown, I just want to be James Brown. That was a crazy time in my life. I was around 8 years old.
Okay.
Because of that, me and my family, we got in problems very often, because I was making all the kids in the school crazy by singing like the unknown artists they didn't know.
Unknown ones, uh-huh.
Unknown. Mm-hmm. And by everybody was getting crazy by them. I didn't know any English. I was imitating their pronunciations.
Sure.
Phonetic.
Right.
But the sound, the rhythm, nobody really realized I was just imitating the language. Mm-hmm. But all those tricks, these are funky singers they use for years. I was already mastering by doing that. Mm-hmm. As a year was passing by, I get many people who was helping me to improve my English, like my neighbor, I guess she's still alive, from Jamaica, and she started to teach me how to speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a break here for a spot, and you're going to come back with one more song, okay?
Okay.
So don't go away.
No.
All those Irish people outside. So we'll be back on Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN.
All right. Regresarás a mis brazos con luz y pasión, pero esa vez por la eternidad. me dice el corazón. Pasó el tiempo cruel que nos separó. Busqué el amor y el romance, pero nada funcionó. Por esta vez, por la eternidad. Y en el corazón miro en la hermana que las horas de reloj, el tiempo que ha pasado sin darnos calor. Amor. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hoy, dime que me quieres, amor.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN. It's Angel de Cuba and thank James Corona on guitar. Tell us about that song real quickly. It's a new song.
Yeah, it's a new song. It's a song that talk about a hope when it's come to relationship. When you're hoping somebody's going to love you, almost you are sure that the person's going to be right there in your life when you need it. That was the main idea when I was writing the song. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. So you're going to be at the Old Town School. Tell us when.
This Friday.
18th?
Yeah.
Thank you. This Friday, March 18th, 8:30 p.m. at the Old Town School of Folk Music, 4545 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago.
Is there a cover charge?
$12 cover. It's a global dance party that will start with a group salsa and other Latin dance lesson, 8:30 p.m.
And where can people find the music if they're interested in the CD from me?
AngelDeCuba.com, AngelDeCuba.com.
And Maggie,
yeah,
the celebration, tomorrow,
the
celebration.
The celebration is most important. Yeah. On Tuesday the 15th, starting, doors open at 6. We're at the Promontory right there at 53rd and Lake Park in Hyde Park, celebrating the life and music of Gavin Christopher with a whole lot of wonderful special guests, a great musical tribute, and a video presentation.
And no, is there a cover charge?
There's no cover charge. And so, yeah, it's just open.
We got 1 minute left. I want to ask you a question, Angel. when you moved here in 98, did you ever think there'd be a presidential process like this?
That's, yeah.
That's why we saved it for 1 minute.
Yeah. Anything is possible.
Yeah, that's right.
In my life, I always prepare for whatever comes, you know.
Yeah, yeah, compared to, yeah, okay.
Yes, right.
All right, well, thank you all for coming in to Nocturnal Journal tonight on 720 WGN. Good luck to you all. Thanks to Dan Long and Aubrey Mumpower, and we'll be back next week. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.